This is episode number 75 of the Interactive Distractions podcast for the week of May 4th, 2009. It's time for me to rock. Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we come back and talk about consoles with additional features and whether or not they are necessary. Follow that up with new releases, listener email, and the new Question of the Week full podcast kit. Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 75.
75.
My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jason A. Stryker.
Hello, people.
And that guy over there, Jeff Chorney.
Over there.
Word up. Over there.
he's up north somewhere in Canada.
You go to Canada and make a left, I'm right there.
So welcome to episode 75. Today we are talking about whether or not your consoles should have other features besides gaming.
That sounds kind of familiar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does.
It does kind of.
I'm not sure
you
where I...
Well, as long
bastards.
As there's no lawyers involved.
Oh,
whoa,
shit.
Whoa, what happened?
Not again.
Dude,
I told you
the lawyers are going to get on. They're going to catch on, man.
I'm fucking out of here, man.
This is all you guys. It's the Americans. Americans. See you later. I'm out.
No, Josh, look, we're sorry, dude. You can be on the show. Just don't call your lawyer, okay?
Yeah, okay. Now, this is from the guys who said that I have two messages, one from Jeff and one from Chris, both saying that I was the runner-up in the Find a Fourth contest. and what happens?
Were.
What happens? I'm listening to last week's show, and hey, Sam, yeah, great, you were the runner-up.
The joke's on him. The joke's on him, Josh. You were actually the runner-up.
It was a three-way tie, really, for runner-up.
We actually
until
just
the next guy that, comes really on next week, right?
No. Save the best for last.
No, we just we put all bastards. The trophies up on a dartboard and we threw a dart and repeat one. I mean, that's really how it worked out.
And cool. We did the Australian demographic, so.
Well, yeah. Today we have Josh on. His feature for the Find a Fourth contest was the consoles with additional features besides gaming. And the fact that he's on 360 Nation, which is now part of the VG Evo Podcast Network, is the reason that we decided to bring him on for the entire show. So, Josh, welcome. Why don't you tell us where you're from and how you're doing today?
Like where I'm from, or like podcast from?
How about both?
Well, I'm up in the New York area. I work in Manhattan, and
cool.
I am. The co-host, as far as I know, still currently.
Until about 2 weeks ago, he was the co-host for
360 Nation. We recorded another episode earlier this week with all three of us. And actually, I like the dynamic. I like the way it works.
Good.
So, you know, we may keep that. I don't know how everybody feels about it or what we're going to do with it. But, you know, it may stay that way. So, we'll see.
Cool. You know, I think his name was Jason, right? He did a pretty good job on the show.
Yeah,
so I mean,
bad.
If the three of you guys have a good dynamic, I say you know stick with what works. You know,
I thought something was weird for a second. I mean, Justin was by himself the week before that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was a new dude, and then you weren't there. I was like, oh shit,
did he get fired?
Yeah,
what's going on?
Is he making a Wii podcast? What's going on?
He's doing a Warhawk podcast.
Yeah. Sponsored by us.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Cool. Shit, what was I going to say? Oh, how long was the, is the show, did the show you guys just recorded end up being? Because you guys are pretty good about keeping it at that, like, hour mark.
Oh, yeah, this went longer.
Yeah, I figured as much. We tried the whole 1 hour thing. We did it about three episodes. We were trying to get to that mark, and then we just gave up. It just wasn't happening.
Yeah, so. with the two of us, we've been able to do it, and Justin has always been conscious of that. He's always like, all right, we got to wrap this up. You know, hurry up, and we'll get through this. We'll just blow through the news real quick and whatever, just to keep it at an hour. But this time we just – also because I've been away for a couple of weeks and – I had a lot to say.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's cool.
Like, what the hell's going on here? Am I still part of this thing?
Is the new guy Canadian? Because that would explain why, you know, the show's taking so long. Because our Canadian really kind of...
No, they're both from Chicago. That's the problem.
Oh, I see. Well, cool. Josh, once again, welcome. And, I'm looking forward to talking about the feature after we get back from break.
Excellent.
Jason.
Yo.
What's up, man?
Not a mucho project, Street Fighter stuff. Still working on the Bar Fights DVD, which is going pretty damn well. All the footage is awesome. I can't wait to finish that shit up. Not too much else going on. Seriously, that's been kind of my world. So I went and saw a concert the other night, Fleetwood Mac. It's been like a lifetime dream to go and see them. Anyway, it was just as amazing as I had anticipated. I'd never been to a concert with so many friggin' old people. I don't know what that says about me.
I went to a Beach Boys concert, dude.
Holy damn.
Were they sparking up at the Beach Boys concert? Because they
dude,
were for
I was,
Fleetwood
I was
Mac.
Too young to even realize if they were or not.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's like, that smells like a hippie. But no, it was a very good time and a nice break. I'll tell you that much. But
cool.
I don't know. That's really about it.
All right, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Cool. Not too bad. I was feeling a little bit under the weather earlier. I actually,
did you just
early.
Use air quotes?
No, I didn't actually.
Because it sounded like you did.
Not this time, Jason. Not this time.
All right.
Not this time. It's the one time I didn't. Fuck. I should have just make you happy. Uh-huh. I used them twice. And yeah, so anyway, I came home from work. And it's
now
weird
how
once you leave work, you feel better.
And I was amazing.
Like, I kind of felt bad. I was like, because I really did feel like shit at work. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I never leave work early. I always stick through it the entire time. Then just maybe call and take the next day. But I've maybe once my entire life, like a couple hours in work, be like, yeah, I'm going home. And yeah, I came home and I was like, fuck, well, I'll play some Street Fighter.
Well, yeah.
Did some of that. And then just pretty much just lays on the couch and watch TV and stuff like that. So
chilling.
Now I'm here chilling.
Cool. All right. Not much here. Having a pretty good week. And that's, I mean, just work and Street Fighter, and that's it.
All right.
Yeah, nothing amazingly interested. I'm everything is normal on this end. Married life is fine.
All quiet on the Riccio front.
That's right.
All right.
Cool. Well, why don't we jump right in? Josh?
Let's do it.
What is distracting you this week? And, I should probably remind you that you are allowed to talk about PlayStation on this podcast.
Yeah.
And the Wii. And the DS.
And the DS. That's right.
Oh, hell yeah. All right. So, well, actually, last night I was playing some Warhawk in Warhawk Wednesday.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. Heard three really cool guys actually put that thing on.
And then they retired because they were so awesome.
What? No, me, Marquis, and Ken are still playing. What are you talking about?
How's Marquis on there? How's he on there with no PlayStation?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, me, Ken, and Arkham are still playing. What are you talking about?
I did almost jump on last night, but I decided not to. More like forgot, actually. No, I really was going to, and then I was like, I was looking, because I saw Josh on there, and I was like, hey, you know what? I don't know what to play right now. I think I'll jump on for a few matches. And I was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go in there, find the Marquis, kill him once, and then just leave. Like, I don't care. I'm just going to watch him, just kill him once, and then just leave. That's it. So I'm looking up and down my... No, I'm looking up and down my list, and I'm like... First of all, I forgot his PS3 was broken. So I'm going up and I'm like, where the hell is he? He's not on my fucking friends list. That asshole removed me. So I sent him a message. I'm like, you're a big douche. What the fuck? And then, of course, I talked to him today. He's like, yeah, I only keep people on there that play Warhawk or whatever, because whatever, that's the only game I play. And plus, my PS3 is dead, so it wouldn't really matter. I'm like, ah, that's right. And then I guess through all that stuff, I just kind of forgot. And I was like, fuck this shit, and played something else.
Nice.
But I thought about it.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah. Well,
at least you thought about it.
That's what matters.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've actually been challenged to a clan match by the guys at Sarcastic Gamer. So,
wow. Oh, shit.
So, yeah, we have to kind of get our shit together and see what we can do.
And this is under our name, Josh, so don't fuck this up.
Exactly. That's all right. If we screw everything up, it's all on you guys.
Yeah.
No,
well, the clan
360
is still
Nation.
Fuji Evo, so it's not... that's not our problem.
Yeah. So, all right. So after I played that, I played MotorStorm Pacific Rift with one of my friends... Ninja Dog on the PS3. I think he's Shonuff on VG Evo.
Okay.
Something like that. I can't keep his name straight. But we played that for a while, actually. We just used it to just talk. We were just playing through all the different levels, just one race at a time, and we were just talking the whole time, just, you know, basically hanging out. So, yeah, it was cool. It was very nice. Now, I also... I had given up on getting a Street Fighter 4 fight pad for the 360 because I really needed that D-pad. Mm-hmm. And the other day, there's a Best Buy like attached to the building that I'm in, right around the back side of it. And I went in there and I was doing my price adjustments for all the games I bought last week that dropped to $9.99. Because I'm clever that way.
Let me get them ahead of time. And
yeah. Gotcha. So I'm walking through there, and on one of their counters by their little computers where they look shit up, there was a Ryu pad sitting there.
Oh, nice.
Looking cool. Like it was being held for somebody or whatever, because there was not another one in the entire store. There hasn't been one in that store ever. That I've ever
just
seen.
Jack it without asking anybody.
Yeah, I did. I just That's grabbed awesome. It and ran right for the register, and I'm looking around me like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, I gotta get out of here, I gotta get out of here.
You see me.
So yeah,
That's
I got
stuff,
it.
Man.
So yeah, I cracked that out last night and started playing some Pac-Man Championship Edition, Dig Dug, Ms. Pac-Man, things like
any
that.
Street Fighter
play with the D-pad on the 360 pad, right?
Well, that's why I needed it. I don't have Street Fighter on the 360. I have it on the PS3.
Oh,
nice. Yeah.
So yeah, the only reason I wanted this was because it's got a better D-pad, and I need a better D-pad for all those arcade games. Yeah.
So some kid out there, who wanted this for Street Fighter for so long, he was so happy he had the Ryu pad on hold.
His
you had
to go crying.
He looked everywhere.
Yeah, for a Street Fighter pad for him to play Street Fighter,
Ryu's
and you're at home
character.
Happy playing Dig Dug. I hope you're proud of yourself.
Fuck yeah, I am.
And you don't feel a bit of shame about it, do you?
Not at all.
Nah, I wouldn't either.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
Good on you.
Not at all. I've needed I mean, come on, that D-pad on the 360 controller is just shit.
Yeah,
you know,
ass.
Especially for those games, and I've needed something like that for so long, so. So yeah, I like that. I've been getting into that. And tonight, actually, before we got on here, I quickly downloaded and tried out the Bionic Commando Rearm demo.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
Oh, cool. Wait, the Rearmed or the new one?
The new one, right?
The new one.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that what it is? Oh, okay. Yeah, not Rearmed. Yeah, the new one. The multiplayer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not so good.
Oh, fuck, man. Don't
tell
me that.
I'm hearing mixed reviews.
Yeah.
Like, big time.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. I had all kinds of trouble just even finding a match. Like, it sat there trying to find a match, and I'd back out and I'd go back in again, and I only got two for like the 20 minutes I was on there.
Wow.
Wow. But everybody is, you know, the first time in there, you look like a sort of a generic kind of a not very well-defined character. Mine was bright pink the first time through.
Nice.
And that's all everybody is. They're just like these big bright colors, like bright orange and bright blue. And it's, you know, I don't know. The controls are all right. They take a little getting used to since it's all 3D and you're using the grappling hook and everything.
Yeah.
But the modes that are available, at least for this demo, they're very generic. They're weak, as far as I'm concerned. I didn't care for it all that much.
Right. Just run of the mill, like capture the flag, deathmatch kind of stuff.
Well, no, it was all it was deathmatch, but it was just not even like a great layout for deathmatch. You know, it was very limited, very small. It just nothing too exciting. So
that sucks. Hmm.
Yeah, I didn't really care for it. And then I grabbed the Battle Stations Pacific demo just to try that out.
Okay.
And that was all right. I mean, good graphics. It's, you know, I was having trouble with some of the flight controls. I kept crashing into the ocean and flying right into other planes and stuff like that.
Nice.
But it was interesting. Yeah, it was kind of cool because when it starts, it goes like in a widescreen mode, even though you're widescreen, you know, it puts the black bars at the top and bottom and then throws on like this filter that makes it look like it's an old film where it's all scratched up and, you know, but it's all in color. So it was actually kind of nice. You know, it was an interesting look and they give you the whole detail of where you're going and why you're going to fight here and what you need to do. So It was kind of cool.
You know, that's a sequel, right? Or a second of the series?
I'm not sure. I think it probably is. Now, this was one, actually, we didn't talk about this on our show last week. I meant to talk about this, but this was one they're throwing in. You can play as the Japanese, and you can do kamikaze missions.
Ooh.
Yeah, which is like, it's interesting, you know, that they're going to throw that in there. And I'm sure there might be some minor grumbling, but there probably won't be much of anything to come of it. And, you know, 6 days in Fallujah, you know what happened with that.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Foreshadowing.
Exactly. It's just all timing, you know. 50 years from now, 6 days in Fallujah would come out without a blip, you know, in anybody's radar. Everybody would just be like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's interesting. So, I'll try if they bring out another demo or something, maybe I'll rent it and try it out. But it was kind of cool. Not too bad.
Cool.
So that's about it.
Well, that's quite a bit. All right, cool. Jason.
Pass.
All right, Jeff.
All right. Seriously, Jason, nothing at all.
I played Street Fighter 4.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
Jesus.
I downloaded the updates to Left 4 Dead, and that's about it.
But you didn't play the update to Left 4 Dead.
No.
Okay.
Same thing. I downloaded them. I haven't played them yet either.
Yeah, I'm missing 360 Thursday right now for this. So, you know, after this, let's go play Left 4 Dead. Right.
What do you got? Yeah, let's do that. I'm up for that. So I guess we're going to me, huh? Jason, you're done?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Well, if you think of anything or if you just want to make something up, just interrupt me whenever.
I tried to play the Bayonet Commando demo, and I sat in the room for like 5 minutes trying to find a game, and I couldn't find anything, so I'm like, what the fuck? And I turned it off. So.
Shitty.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shitty, shitty, shitty. Cool.
Street Fighter 4.
Well, besides the Street Fighter 4, still playing Dark Athena. I'm not getting bored of that yet, surprising. And I don't know what the reviews are saying. Like, I really like at least the first. I got to be at least more than a third or quarter or a third of the way through Assault and Dark Athena, and I really like it so far. Like, some of the reviews are saying it's not as good as Butcher Bay and whatever. But I actually think, like, I can't make the final judgment call now, but I think I'm enjoying the beginning stages of Assault and Dark Athena better than I'd like the beginning stages of Butcher Bay. So. I don't know. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still playing it, so that says something.
Yeah, because it's been like 3-4 weeks that you've been playing it. That is
exactly.
Something.
That is quite a bit.
You
2 weeks
don't last that long.
Yeah, enough. 2 weeks is like the cutoff mark. Especially
longer than you ever played Warhawk.
That's true.
I thought about it. Maybe next week. I finally tried some Burnout online. I got online with I think it was Jack Bauer and Eddie Kusanagi from VGevo. Cool. They were playing around in there. We weren't really doing much really, except for just kind of like what you were saying, Josh, you were playing Pacific Rift, just kind of talking. That's basically what we were doing, just kind of driving around the city and bashing through billboards and stuff like that, just kind of chatting away, talking about Street Fighter. And I played some of that. This has been like a demo week, actually. I played two demos that I honestly did not really care for the games at all, but now that I play the demos, I'm definitely buying one of them, and the other one might be a definite rent. The first one is UFC Undisputed.
That
game is freaking awesome, at least the demo anyway. Like, I went into it thinking, okay, it's THQ, they make wrestling games, I don't like wrestling per se. I figured this is going to be like a big mash fest, like, you get into a grapple, then it's, you just mash the button and see, like, whoever's hitting it faster. I thought it was going to be like that, but it's not at all. It's all reactionary, like, doing button combinations of button motions. And the graphics just are stunning, and it moves so fluid. It's, if you were to take what like Fight Night Round 3 did for boxing, this is the same thing applied to UFC. Like, it's so smooth. Transitions from moves from one to the other is really smooth. The collision detection is awesome. It's a little bit iffy in terms of like, did it hit or connect? But I'm talking like, if you're throwing a punch and another person throws a punch at the same time and you hit, say, like, the side of his arm, your character's arm will kind of like bend or kind of fold back and won't hit the guy as hard, and it's like you can totally see it on screen. It's pretty cool. Difficulty, I was playing on all the difficulty. Like, at first I was getting my ass kicked, so I went down difficulty, started winning, went up difficulty, started winning, went another difficulty, kept winning, and then I went to like the second from the top, and then it just demolished me. It seemed like there's like a really big jump from like I guess it was whatever the normal is to advanced or whatever. But yeah, but that's a game. I'm a pretty big UFC fan. Not huge, but I try to watch all the events I can. So that went from barely being on my radar to I'm picking that up day one because I had a lot of fun with it. And I think it'll be a really good game to play with people over and who at least know something about the UFC. And it's pretty cool. There's some vicious knockouts and matches can end. Like, I've been in matches where I'll just fight a guy. I'll be totally dominating and I'll make one mistake and the guy will come in with a flying knee and just knock me out. And that's the end of the match. Like, commentating is awesome. I've hardly heard any repeats in commentary and I've played a crap ton of this demo. It's done really well. The presentation's really good. It really looks like you're watching a match on TV.
Yeah, we actually talked about that on the most recent episode mm-hmm. of our show. We all played it, and like the sweat and
oh my god, the blood.
The sweat is amazing.
Yeah,
it looks real, you know. And just
did you just say the sweat is amazing?
Yeah, yeah, I did.
No, it really is.
And the cameraman around the ring, like, you're right. Mm-hmm. It's very immersive. It really is. The graphics are pretty amazing.
Yeah.
On it. So
the only thing I can see that might hinder the game is in the demo you get to play two characters. You can fight as Chuck Liddell or Shogun, and they both have their own kind of distinct fighting styles. And the only way I can see this kind of getting maybe boring if they kind of duplicate fighting styles instead of giving every character their own fighting style, because there is something like 80 fighters in the game total, and they're all real UFC characters and create your own character or whatever. So I'm hoping that they distinguish the characters enough to kind of give that lasting appeal where you don't feel like just playing like cookie cutters just with a different look, because they look damn good, like really close to their real life personas. So
that's very cool.
Yeah. Hmm. I was going to say something else, but I can't remember. Oh, I was going to mention, because you said the sweat, the blood looks awesome too. Like, it drips in like real time on their body and it starts dripping down and on the mat and stuff. And it's pretty crazy. If you guys even don't like UFC, like Jason Chris, just download it and play a couple rounds of it. Mm-hmm. And you'll just be like, wow, this is pretty impressive.
Yeah, totally. I actually have one of the old UFC games on like PlayStation 2 and it was ass. It was so
bad.
God, so
yeah, I
completely,
really bad.
Yeah, wasn't interested in this one, but no, I'll check it out.
I really like it.
Don't forget the jiggle physics on the round card.
On the girls, yeah. The ring girls, Ariana and Edith, yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
They kind of look a bit weird in the face, but you're not really looking at the face.
Right.
Let's be honest.
It's like we ran out of polygons in the boobs. Sure, they're fugly looking, but damn if they ain't jiggly.
The other demo was Red Faction Guerrilla. I don't know if you guys have played that yet.
We talked about that one too.
Did you?
Yeah.
It seems cool. Like, I love the physics in it are really good. And the fact that you can blow up anything, like destroy anything, is really cool. The controls seem a little bit loose. It's a third person, I guess, shooter, but it's an open world shooter, which there aren't too many of. So it's kind of like Grand Theft Auto-ish, apparently. And the demo is not the longest demo in the world, but it gives you a few varieties. You can drive some vehicles, get in a couple mechs, get a few guns and whatnot, and it just seemed like kind of mindless fun. And just you can set these charges to buildings or towers and set them off whenever you want to, and just watching the way the buildings crumble and explode. And it's all real time, which is really cool. It's not like if you blow up one building one way and you do it again like your next playthrough, it doesn't look the same at all. Like, it all depends on where you put the charges. You want to smash it up with a hammer, you could do that. And do you like it, Josh? Or
well, it took away the ability to dig through the ground, which
was
what
the things?
Red Faction, the original Red Faction, that was the big thing on it on the PS2, was that you could dig through walls and stuff, and you could find things, and you could dig a tunnel and go around and, you know, come in behind people, and you can't do that at all on this one.
No, you can't dig through ground.
Yeah, I mean the destructible environments, it is really cool, but it's, you know, the graphics weren't as good as I expected them to be.
No.
But yeah, I'll at least rent it. I think I said I'm gonna wait for that one to hit the Target clearance sale. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's a definite rent for me, if not when it drops like in price, because I definitely wouldn't mind checking it out just for the fun of it, because I had fun just going through the demo and just destroying crap. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Awesome playing. Oh, yeah, well, I was going to put this in the news segment, but there's no point because I played some of it today. But Marvel vs. Capcom 2 demo hit PSN today.
Oh, yeah, I did play that, actually,
yeah,
briefly.
So I did download that, first thing I was really disappointed that it's only offline multiplayer only.
Yeah.
No single player, no online. So I got all
just for the demo. Give me an AI to fight.
It's just the demo, exactly. But I got home, like, I'm like sitting there, I'm like, yeah, I'm home from work. I'm like, oh crap, the Marvel's Capcom 2 demo's down. So that's cool. At least I get to try it out because I've never played it with a stick. So of course I have the PS3 stick. So I'm like, I can't wait for it to come out. Then it showed up, downloaded it. Then I'm like, oh, what the hell? I can only play offline. So of course I just, you know, selected a second player and just beat the crap out of the dummy for a bit, and I was like, okay, cool, I like what they've done, it plays really nice, it seems pretty damn faithful to the Dreamcast port, which is the code it's based off of, and the little smoothing filter they have, actually I think it looks good on it. Weird thing though, it does show, you can put it to 16:4 whatever for the view, so it stretches it out, but it doesn't stretch it out though, it keeps it the same scale, but the problem is there's two invisible walls where the 4x3 would be. Yeah, it's really weird.
Oh, no.
Yeah, ooh. Well, I said, oh, no, at first, too, but you kind of get... Well, I can't really say you get used to it because I wasn't playing against anything that was, like, fighting against me, but some moves just look weird. Like, if you pick Strider and you know that move he has where he jumps back and grabs onto the wall.
Yeah.
Now he's basically grabbing onto an invisible wall, which is about, like, a few inches out from the side. So, I mean, it does look cool, and it's like, oh, wow, you have so much more room to move around when really you don't. You're still constrained to the 4x3, they just happen to put... what's missing from the screen there. But
interesting.
Yeah, and then I tried the 4x3, the normal, and it's, you know, it's the same, whatever, it works, but then they only have two black bars, so I'm not sure if they're going to fill that in with some kind of cheesy art or something like that in the final version or whatnot. But
yeah.
It played really well. I was surprised. I'm like, wow, this plays a lot better with a stick than the Dreamcast pad. So, yeah, I don't know. I can't wait.
It was a big tease because you have the options. The options are available. It says for online multiplayer, like a friendly match or this match, and you hit them and you can't
do
anything.
Oh yeah, we're going to be doing this in the real version of the game. It's like, well, fuck.
That's what I did first. I hit friendly. I'm like, okay, friendly match. So I click it, and then it goes to that thing. It's like, what's going to be in the full version? I'm like, cool. So I'm waiting there. I'm like, maybe this comes some kind of weird matchmaking and it's taking a while. I'm like, go for a smoke. Then I come back. I'm like, wait a second. This ain't right. And then I remembered how the HD remix demo was, and it was the exact same way. There's no single player, no online. It was just the offline multiplayer.
Yeah.
So I cried a little bit. But whatever, I'm still excited. I'm hoping it comes out in June. And other than that, that's pretty much all I've been playing.
Cool.
Yeah.
Let's see. Well, I downloaded the demo as well, and I got the same disappointment that you guys got because I was really hoping for an AI player of some sort.
Yep.
I actually forgot that game only has a light and a hard punch. And a light and a hard punch. I totally forgot about that.
Screwed me up.
So, yeah, it's going to take a little while to get used to that again, but I'm looking forward to it. Let's see what else. More Street Fighter. I was talking to Jeff about this before we started recording. I finally got into playing a few ranked matches, and I get so fucking nervous, man, when I go online to play to fight people, and it's like
like randoms too.
Yeah, just like a regular ranked match. I'll just get on there and I get so nervous, and then I forget everything I know that I'm supposed to fucking do. You know, it's like, oh, right here I can do this, but I didn't. That's great. I just got thrown. Now, oh, great. Oh, dragon punch in my face. That's awesome. And I don't know what's going on, man. I just totally forget.
Well,
everything
you told me offline, you're saying that you've only played a few matches online, though, right? Like five or something?
Yeah, I've literally only played like five matches.
Honestly, you'll get over that and just whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's really what it is. I just got to play more of them. But I did get to... I played four matches today, and I won two and I lost two. And one of the ones that I lost was to a Blanca. Fucking Blanca.
Fucking Blanca.
And Blanca. What pissed me off is that he was spamming fucking lightning. And
and you kept falling for it, didn't you?
Every time, man. And the other one was a Ken, but he was a Ken with like 2,300 battle points. So I didn't feel so bad after I lost to him.
Hmm.
But I beat a Ken that was pretty low on the totem pole. I think he had like 400 or 500 battle points, and I beat a Fuerte that was that had like 1,100 battle points. So two matches, and I got myself up to like 170 battle points. I was like, okay.
How come you get to talk about Street Fighter and I can't talk about Street Fighter?
I didn't say you couldn't talk about Street Fighter.
Chris doesn't talk about it too much.
Yeah, so? I don't.
He won't get.
Let's be honest, Jason. Mm-hmm. You're proud when I talk about Street Fighter.
I am indeed. It's truly, I'm missing up right now as we speak. But however, the people have spoken, and they're sick of the Street Fighter talk, supposedly. But I'm just a little jealous. I have to pass, and Chris gets to go on and on about his.
Do you want to talk about Street Fighter, Jason?
Monday, nope. Jason. Monday.
Monday. That's right. We had to start a whole new podcast just so we can talk about it.
That's right.
Scrubsport.com.
Let's see what else. I played some more Phantasy Star, of course. Let's see, what else did I play? I popped in Infinite on Discovery because I picked it up over the weekend.
Oh.
You know, for $10.
Okay,
I was like, what the hell? You know, it's RPG. I'll give it a shot.
Yeah.
I did not get to play it that much. But one of the things that did really, that seemed really weird to me, and this is, I don't even know how to explain it really. And I'm hoping that one of our listeners is going to send me some information about how this is like a glitch and I can fix it or something. But there's times when it seems like there's a cutscene and they're talking and there should be voice acting and there's not.
Like,
it's just
an actual,
it's text,
directed cutscene. Like,
it's a cutscene. I mean, it's in engine.
Okay.
Right, but I mean, you have no control over everything. There's no speech bubble or anything. It's just text at the bottom of the screen. It doesn't tell you who's speaking. It just it shows the words, and then it shows the next line. It's like you don't hit A to go to the next line or anything like that. And it really seems like it should be a section where there's voiceover. And
well,
I heard
the voiceover in that game is pretty, like, not sparse, but there's like weird times where there's just no voice.
Yeah.
So maybe that's just how the game is. But I haven't played the game personally. So.
Yeah, I haven't gotten into it very much, but it seems like the combat is very... It's an action-based combat system, and, you know, it seems kind of interesting. And I'm going to have to play it some more, but, I mean, I've literally played it like 15 minutes just because I haven't had time. But it reminds me a little bit of Rogue Galaxy, like a tiny bit, but it's got, like, different combos and stuff that you can do. Mm-hmm. And I have to admit that some of the combos are what made me laugh at this game in the first place, just because they call out the name of what they're doing and it just sounds so fucking cheesy. So I don't know. I'll get back into it some more, but
no, you won't.
No, I will. I'm going to give it some time weekend probably. But, yeah, that's about it. I picked up Resident Evil 5 as well. I just haven't gotten a chance to play it yet. Hmm. I'll be doing that
soon. So, Jason, you didn't play any Resident Evil 5 last week?
I really wanted to. Yeah, I almost got it booted up one night, but didn't happen. So, I'm waiting for Chris. That's what I'm waiting for. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we can play some this weekend.
Yeah, I'm busy this
weekend. What do you have it on?
Playing Street Fighter?
Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see.
What system do you have Resident Evil 5 on?
360.
Oh, cool. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do I.
Awesome. Yeah, I think most people are getting it for 360 if they have both systems, just because, I mean, just from the demo, you can. I mean, the visuals are so much better on the 360. So
right,
I almost got
the PlayStation 1 because I didn't like the green on the box.
douchebag. Okay,
this is an inside joke. I should say that Chris is an extreme fanboy.
Zing.
Speaking of green boxes, Jeff, let's get into news.
What, do I have a green box, Chris?
I don't know, but your first story does.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
When is our
He's
first
fucking
story?
With your transitions now.
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying.
Oh, you know what? Since I didn't fucking... yeah, you know, stretch guy. So, Josh, stretch. What's your plans for the weekend, man? You going to play some Resident Evil with Chris?
You're gonna play some Street Fighter?
You know what? I need somebody to sit down with me and show me how to do Street Fighter, because all I do is button mash, so I just don't play it enough.
I give. Well, I got
you have
a hint
it for PS3,
you.
Right?
Don't ask random.
I have it on PS3. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just jump on with somebody you see playing. Mm-hmm. You know, invite them to a game. They'll show you what's up. I mean, everybody on VG Evo is really cool about just like backing off and, well, except maybe.
Blue Steel.
But everybody
Domination
else, you know,
if
you just want to try stuff out, they'll sit there and they'll show you stuff, you know.
Oh, hell yeah.
And especially any three of us will do it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not nearly as good as Jeff or Jason, but, you know, I can hold my own, so I can help you out too, so. Whenever, man. You
cool.
See us online.
shoot a message.
That's right.
That's right.
What you got for us, Jeff?
I got for us Blue Blaze, Blaze Blue. That's what I meant to say. That's that fighting game, at least Jason and I, and I'm pretty sure, Chris, you're kind of looking forward to it, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe the same guys who made Guilty Gear. It looks pretty damn cool. Pretty
slick.
I'm a
fan of the Guilty Gears.
Personally, I've never played a Guilty Gear, but this game does look hot. I remember I never heard of it. I saw some videos. I was like, wow, this game does look pretty cool. It's getting a limited edition. And they're both identical on PS3 and 360, except, of course, the 360 one has the green box, whereas the PS3 version has the blue. Funny enough, the PS3 one has the
point, really.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you say so, Chris?
Or Necro?
Douchebag.
Funny thing is I don't get. Okay, this PS3 version is on a Blu-ray. Comes with Blu-ray, a Blu-ray,
a Blu-ray,
Blu-ray. comes on a Blu-ray disc. Okay, this is like the same with the Devil May Cry one. Why is it the same amount of discs for each version?
Why is it the same amount of discs on each version?
Just because it's on a Blu-ray doesn't mean that it's over 9 gigs.
Right. I mean, that's just kind of their format. See, with the 360 ones, this is the same with Street Fighter. Is they actually encoded, you know, the video to like a to like an Xbox format of sorts. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like it was an actual like application.
Yeah, so it's still HD or
whatever. Yeah, it's still HD, but
no, but what I'm saying is though there's like 4 or 5 discs. And like the Devil May Cry on PS3 is still 4 discs, but I mean they could have put it was like the special features, and then there was like the cartoon thing, like the animated series. Why couldn't they just throw that all on one disc instead of having two separate discs? Because there's no way the 30-minute behind the scenes took up an entire Blu-ray, and there's no way
people like additional physical media.
I'm guessing that must be it because. I don't, whatever.
Oh, shit, it might be. It's probably like, but if people want to get one disc for the PS3, they'll buy the 360 version, something like that.
But, all right, say you put in the disc for the game, and how do you know where to go? How do you know how to get to the video or the game?
No, I'm cool with that, with having the game in one disc, but this is 4 discs, and both systems is 4 discs. Cool. And it was the same thing with Devil May Cry, where it was, I think it was 3 discs for Devil May Cry. It was the game, then the behind the scenes, and then there's
like
another disc for
discs,
for like the anime series. What I'm saying is all the extra stuff, why couldn't they fit that on one Blu-ray?
Maybe there's
keep in mind that 2 of them are music CDs.
Come on.
We're talking Blaze Blue, but I was talking about Devil May Cry.
Blaze Blue has 2 soundtracks. They're not going to put the soundtracks on the Blu-ray.
No, most likely not. True that, Holmes. But
either way, this is an amazing deal.
It is awesome.
It's the same price as the
fucking game. Am I early?
off the show. It's been nice having you, Josh.
Guess we're just going to have to do the feature without him, guys.
It does have a soundtrack. It's got behind the scenes. It's got the game. Plus, this is the thing I'm looking forward to the most, especially because no one's going to be familiar with this in North America unless you're like in a hardcore fighting scene or if you're in an arcade that has it. But they're apparently going to have tutorials from guys from like SRK
.com.
Which
is awesome.
Yeah, and they're actually going to be giving tutorials on every single character, like combos, like basic combos, how to do stuff and whatever, and that is freaking cool as hell.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And this is a limited edition. It's sick packaging. It looks freaking great. Box art and everything. And it's the same
361,
price.
Not so much.
Oh, well, the green the green does get in the way, but
I was going to go with like a smoother online experience, but then, you know, they have the green on the box and I'm like, fuck it. Not happening.
No way. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's not called Blaze Green. It's called Blaze Blue.
Oh, God. That makes sense.
You got us there. Point Riccio.
And for the people that have no idea what the fuck's going on, we were joking around. I was joking around with them said,
no, yes, he wasn't at all.
No, he wasn't.
I said I was going to get the PS3 version because I already have a stick. And then I said, it's sexier. The box art is sexier because it's not the green. And Jason's getting on my case about it. So
yeah,
there you go.
Because he said he was serious about it. That was his selling point. That was one of his, you know, reasoning points. It's like, well.
Obviously read way too much into my emails, Jason.
No. You said you were serious.
No, I didn't.
Anyway.
I told you I was going to fire you, but I can't.
If you want to pick up the limited edition, it's the same price as the regular edition.
That's right.
But it's only going to be first run only. So this actually is only going to be limited, similar to like the Street Fighter 4 one was actually limited. So I actually had to pre-order this out of EB Games. I didn't want to because I hate EB
Games. I might be doing the same this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dude. look what happened last time I pre-ordered at a non-EB Games store. I didn't get my Street Fighter Limited Edition. Yeah. So
it's $60.
Yeah, it's $60 for the limited edition.
Yep, four discs. Pretty cool shit.
Yeah,
and what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, if you already have pre-ordered it, don't worry. Apparently, according to GameSpot, GameStop, and all those places, if you ordered the regular edition before this announcement, you automatically got upgraded to the limited edition.
That's
but
cool.
If you want to give them, if you want to give them a call just to double check, I would go for it.
Yeah, awesome stuff.
Awesome stuff. Josh already touched on this earlier. The 6 days in Fallujah, during the Iraq War, that Konami was going to make was going to basically, I wouldn't say simulation, but it was going to take place based on the true story, and they're going to get in people, actually like Marine stuff that were actually there, and insurgents that were there to kind of help them out. Once this was announced, huge uproar in both the video game community and outside, saying it's kind of like too soon sort of thing, can't do it. I guess Konami, the heat got to them, and they have actually canceled. They said, we're no longer putting this out. We never really talked about that, guys. What do you think about that? Because, I mean, you get World War II
who
games all the time. Who gives a shit as in who gives a shit about the game? Or do you think people have a right? Like, do you think they pulled it for a good reason? Really?
What are the details of the reason again?
They basically said
pressure.
The controversy, basically.
What was the controversy behind it? That's what I'm getting at.
People were saying that it was like too soon. This war was only how many years ago?
The
war is
still
happening. A lot of people died.
That's the problem.
Yeah, well, the war is still happening, yeah. And this happened it was a few years ago when this happened, but they're basically saying that it's disrespectful to the soldiers that died during this battle and stuff, and it's basically too soon.
See, so I had a problem.
Really bad joke and say that, if they had this game to properly prepare them, maybe they wouldn't.
Oh, wow.
moving on.
I can kind of see the reasoning behind it, but I don't know. I guess they should. I don't know. They should just change it so that it's not quite as realistic to the actual battles, I guess.
Josh, you guys talked about this on one of your shows.
Yeah, we talked about it, and I talked about it again this past week when they announced that they canceled it. And see, I had a problem with I was hoping that this would come out because I want to see the overall video game, media advance. I just want to see it, advance to a different level. And and the thing is, they have actual soldiers that were in the battle, like a lot of them, have given them pictures and video and stories, and they're consulting on the game, and they're involved in this. So it's not just somebody trying to make a quick buck on something. It's tough because it was one of the most horrific battles in this war. And it's a very controversial subject, but they didn't know this going in, and they announced it. And of course there was all kinds of opposition and all kinds of controversy, and they immediately dropped it. And, and it's kind of fucked up. I mean, the public,
I think it'll get picked up.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, the developer Atomic Games, I think they are, they said they're going to keep doing it, and then they're looking for another publisher.
Yeah. Someone's going to pick it up because it's press. This game has got a lot of press in the last couple of weeks. Like free press, whether good or bad, and when this game actually hits, it's going to do something just because of the talk that's been going around about it.
Yeah, I'm interested in it. I hope they do it right. I'm a little worried about which way they're going to go with it. But it sounds like with the people they're consulting and how much thought they're putting into it that they're actually going to do a good job with it. I hope. I don't know.
No, I agree. I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing. I mean, I didn't realize. Well, again, I was younger, but I didn't realize the whole, how World War II was and the whole atmosphere about it until I actually saw Saving Private Ryan. And then a bunch of the other games came out that basically mimicked World War II. I was like, holy shit. Like, before, when you're younger, I'm just kind of like, World War II, you ran around playing with guns and stuff when you're a kid, and I had no idea. And stuff like that helped me realize how insane it was and how depressing it could be and what they actually went through, but... Like Josh, it depends if they do it right. If they go out just to get a cash grab and whatever and kind of glorify it, then that's just, not cool. But either way, Konami dropped it. Someone else might pick it up. So if you were looking forward to it, wouldn't hold your breath for any length of time. So we'll see what happens. Tekken 6 and Soul Calibur. coming to the PSP.
Wow, really?
This last week, yep. So Tekken 6, we all knew was coming out for PS3 and 360 later this year. So that's going to be I guess you can't say a direct port. It's going to be a port of the arcade version, just condensed in the PSP. The Soul Calibur is going to actually be a brand new Soul Calibur game. It's not going to be a port of 4 or 3 or anything like that. It's going to have a new character. No release date for Soul Calibur yet. That's kind of cool. Kind of came out of nowhere. I didn't expect the Soul Calibur anyway, because Tekken's been done on the PSP. So.
Man, because they knocked the shit out of the Tekken 5 port to the PSP. Like, they did a really, really good job with that. Good. So I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right. Were you looking forward to The Witcher, Jason?
Yeah. I can't wait to get it on consoles.
Cool, yeah. Well, too bad it might have been canceled.
It's fine. What?
Yeah, it might have been canceled, actually. Or at least been put on.
Might have been, or it is canceled?
Yeah, for both. It's been, well, it hasn't been confirmed canceled. It's been confirmed it's been suspended. Quote-unquote. Okay. So it hasn't been canceled yet, but they're basically saying, listen, it's on the back burner. So all you Witcher fans out there for PC, or if you were just holding out on the PC version to get the console version, again, just don't hold your breath.
That kind of sucks.
Wait for Tekken 6. Apparently they're remaking the game from pretty much from scratch, too. They weren't just doing a direct port. Yeah, they were redoing the engine and everything to make it optimized for the consoles.
Right.
So, and I know people that played on PC, and they really like it.
It was kind of lukewarm reception at first, but then they completely overhauled shit just for the PC version. They released a new version of it.
And
it got really good reviews. And
They redid the graphics engine and everything, didn't they? Didn't they touch up all the graphics and everything? And
think so.
Yeah, it was pretty huge. Crazy.
Insane.
Can't transition off any of that shit, so I'm just going to dive in. Xbox Live, one of our favorite Genesis games, at least one of mine anyway, Gunstar Heroes. Woohoo! Love that game. It's probably my favorite Genesis game of all time.
Nice.
It's coming to Good Xbox reason. Live Arcade.
Excellent.
We don't know when. We just know that the achievements have leaked for it, and this has happened many, many a time. Mm-hmm. And anytime this happens, people always say, well, it's not confirmed, and it damn right is confirmed. We'll probably see it in 4 weeks or something.
Yeah, if the achievements leak, that means the game's probably close.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be in the next month or two, probably.
And I already own it on Wii, on Virtual Console, and I'm definitely going to buy it on Xbox Live, because chances are it's going to have online multiplayer, which will be awesome.
That would be awesome. I would definitely buy it for that.
Josh, you ever played Gunstar Heroes?
I have not. You know,
it's fantastic.
You just bought a Genesis, didn't you?
Well, I did, but I had a Genesis way back when. It's funny because all the Genesis games I had, and I had a lot of them, I got that Genesis collection for the PS3.
Okay.
Yep.
I have maybe 2 games that are on that Genesis collection.
Oh, wow.
It's amazing.
That's a really good bargain for you.
The games that I had compared to the games that everybody talks about, and everybody, you know, like Gunstar Heroes and all these other games, I'm like, I didn't have these games. What the fuck were these games?
Gunstar Heroes is pretty late in the Genesis's and its lifespan, basically, and it was really under the radar. It was like treasure. It was very niche, and not too many people... I don't even think I had a
big Not too many
run.
People knew about it.
Yeah, no, hardly anyone knew about it. I remember when the only reason I knew about it, actually, I read about it in EGM, and I can't remember, it might have been actually, I want to say it might have been Sushi X, I can't remember, one of the editors was raving about it, and I was like, wow, I gotta check this out, and I bought it when it came out, and I was like, this is the best game ever.
Yeah, it is pretty freaking awesome. And they kind of made a pseudo-sequel for the Game Boy Advance, but it didn't live up.
No, it's still decent, but it doesn't, it's not the same.
Yeah. It is still decent, but it's not the same. It doesn't match up to what Gunstar Heroes was.
Is it a shmup or what is it?
It's basically Contra, but more of a more stylized and way
it's
more
faster pace.
Way faster pace. There's kind of a little bit of hand to hand combat in there too.
Yeah,
It's pretty crazy. And for the Genesis, it was really gorgeous too, because it actually had scaling and rotation, which is really rare for a Genesis game back then.
Oh yeah,
right.
And
cool.
I remember fighting some of those bosses. I was like, "Whoa! I didn't know the Genesis could do this." I was like, "Eat that, Martin," who was like my Super Nintendo fanboy friend. I was like, yeah, I don't know this bitch. Contra can suck my sack. I love it. I can't wait. It's gonna be awesome, and we all have to play online. That's gonna be cool shit. NBA playoffs started a while ago. Actually, first round's almost over. NBA Live, remember that game?
Yeah.
NBA Live 365, which is basically an option you can download from Xbox Live or PSN, which let you download real-time statistics and so forth. Was called real NBA DNA or some stuff like that. Updates the rosters daily and how they're playing.
Yeah, cool feature.
It's a really cool feature. It costs $10. Mm-hmm. But now you can get it on Xbox Live or PSN for only $7.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that's $3 off. You can go up there. You can get all your you know, stats right online. And you can play the rest of your season with up-to-date rosters and statistics for all your players. And
cool. Well, damn.
Well, Jeff, you're the main sports guy on the show. What do you think of this?
Who gives a shit? It's the playoffs, motherfucker. Like, the season's gonna be over in a couple months.
Like, I know.
It's like, the fact that they're charging for this at all right now,
the playoffs are almost over. All right, cool.
It's retarded. Like, it's like, I'm really, this is such an EA move. This is so EA. Like, I'm surprised I didn't wait till, like, there's like 1 week left to play. It's like, hey guys, what we'll do is we'll drop it to $5 and put ads everywhere. Everyone's gonna be like, that's such a great deal. And then the only way I can see this possibly being a good deal is if it transfers over to the next year's game. That's the only way. But I highly doubt it's going to.
Yeah, it won't.
Yeah.
I really want to see if this works out for me. Jason.
Yo.
Can you name one team in the NBA playoffs?
The Raptors.
Atlanta, dude.
Atlanta's
awesome.
In the playoffs, dude.
Well, they didn't let me know. I didn't get that email.
And the Raptors are not in the playoffs. But no, Atlanta, dude, I want Atlanta.
Oh,
before,
I'm sorry,
man.
Jeff.
I am too.
76ers, man. Although I don't watch the NBA at all.
No, really? Yeah, I love basketball. But anyway, either way, it's stupid. And the fact that 2K have the same thing for 2K9 for absolutely free, this is just dumb.
This is EA wanting their cash flow.
That's right. And that's us wanting our news. And that is all.
That is all.
Nice.
Thanks,
awesome.
Man.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Jeff.
No problem.
All right, guys. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll come back and we'll talk about additional features on consoles other than gaming. And then we'll do some new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Cool.
So hang on tight, and we'll be back after this.
Work.
No time.
It's time to wake up.
Hey everyone, my name is Dale Coolis and I am host of the podcast On Tap, found on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on our new website at ontappodcast.com. And our podcast is a video game alternative podcast. You know, there's a ton of other awesome podcasts that cover the latest happenings of the industry well. So what we do is we focus on reviews, retro reviews, roundtable discussions, and we even make sure to talk about a lot of the dreaded pile of video game movies. If you want to give your iPod or other audio device of your choice something different to listen to, check us out. Look for us on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on tappodcast.com. Thanks.
And welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
No problem. You guys got fresh drinks? You ready for the rest of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Many beers.
Cool.
I still haven't got any more booze since last week. What the hell?
No?
Well, similarly to last week where we had Sam on the show because he's got a new show on the VG Evo Network and sent us a Find a Fourth entry, we now have Josh on the show because he's part of 360 Nation and now part of the VG Evo Podcast Network, and he sent us a Find a Fourth entry. So
I'm seeing a trend here. Yeah. They wanted on our show so bad that they did their own podcast.
Well, it's one of those things where we wanted to, you know, we kept saying we wanted to do something for the other people that sent in mm-hmm. entries because all the, you know, the majority of the entries we got were really good. And this is just an excuse for us to get Josh on the show. So there you go.
Fuck yeah.
It's because you ran out of ideas. Don't sugarcoat it here.
I'm not going to deny Christ. That shit, dude. We run out of ideas
there
all
might
the fucking
be
time.
Some truth in that statement. But...
Well, Josh, why don't you quickly recap your feature idea and start us off with what we're going to be talking about today.
Okay. Well, my idea was, With the new generation of consoles, they're no longer just put in the game and play the game. It's become a lot more than that, with all kinds of features added and with firmware
patches
updates.
And,
installs and
you constantly get newer features added, you know, every couple of months on these systems. So is this a good thing or is this a bad thing? Are they becoming more like PCs? Is, you know, the simplicity of put the game in and play it is gone now. There's a lot more going on all these consoles. So that's pretty much where we're going.
Well, I mean, we have PlayStation Home now. So, I mean, that's like the epitome right there.
That's everyone's on that shit.
Exactly. So
what is this home thing you speak of?
I, for one, welcome our PlayStation Home Masters.
So. Home Masters.
Home Masters.
Nice. Mastered home the other night, guys. Got that shit beat. Duck that Red Bull plane down.
All right, cool. Well, let's jump into it. Jason, we have some emails for this one?
Yeah, we got quite a few. And I never know how to organize these because they're all over the place sometimes, and so is our discussion. So I'm just going to kind of go through them in order of receivement date.
Cool. That'll work.
Does that work?
Yeah,
is that grammatically correct? All right, so first email here from our buddy Necro.
Hey, I know Necro.
Fence sitter. Okay, question of the week time. And this week, Indus, there is no fence sitting to be had. Wow.
Oh. Alrighty.
Yes,
this
I want
is a
all
new
the
concept for him.
Yeah, I don't know how this.
He
is
did say
go.
Face sitting, right?
Face sitting, teabagging, salting.
Yes, I want all the features in the consoles that are there. I also think that this is the case with many other people, and the companies know people enjoy perceived value of a product, especially if you're going to be dropping up to $400 in some cases, like the PS3, on a console. Can I stop right there? I mean, because all the extra features is like why it's $400 or $500. Anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what Sony has done with the Blu-ray and the PS3. Someone goes into a store, looks at the $299 Blu-ray player, and then the sales rep comes and tells them, hey, for $100 more, you can get a PS3 that lets you stream content from your PC, play Blu-rays, games, surf the web, play music, etc. More often than not, the consumer is going to go with the PS3 unless they just, you know, outright hate games. And that's how I feel. If I'm dropping hundreds of dollars on a console and you want me to be using the product, then give me a reason to. And I do. I pretty much do use my PS3 for quite nearly everything entertainment-wise. And yeah, that includes the web browser.
Wow.
And I know that's a big what the fuck to some people, but hey, yeah, that's how I download my Indus episodes. Well, there you go. Cool. Got an entire folder full of them on my PS3. And it's not a completely terrible browser. Anywho, I really do like being able to do whatever I want with the device. It makes things really easy. I mean, it's one of the reasons the iPhone is so popular now. Gaming, the web, music, video, and a phone all in one device. Who's going to say no to that? Well, besides the BlackBerry people.
Nice.
Anyway, Indus, may the force be with you. Until next time, your I suck at Street Fighter, so I'm putting it on the shelf, friend, Necro.
No. Oh, Necro, man, don't put it on the shelf.
Fucking scrub sport, man. Where the fuck were you? This is how you get
better.
Yeah, no
kidding.
All right.
I want to throw this out real quick, and Jeff will back me up on this. Necro is an interesting case because he's.
To say the least.
Because he likes Bullet Witch.
Well, not only that, but it's like. Remember, I mean, now
he just got his PS3 literally, like, probably about 2 months ago.
Yeah,
oh, so this is like the new hotness.
He hated it.
Yeah.
He really?
Okay, that's why I have to call you a Necro, because you were exactly on the other side of the fence back in the day saying that why would you pay this much money for a PS3 if you just want to play games and get all the same games for a cheaper console?
Yeah.
So now you're switching up saying for $100 more, you can get the Blu-ray player and all those other features. Not saying I disagree with you, just saying, 2 months ago, that email would have been totally different.
Well, grass is always greener, right? It's one of those things where you can't really say whether or not it's worth it until you experience it, I guess.
It. Exactly.
So, yeah. I personally think that the for what it is, for what you get, the PS3, which is obviously going to be a big topic in this conversation, I think, because of the price, mm-hmm. It's worth it for what you get if you use everything. But if you just want a gaming device, go out and buy a fucking 360.
Yeah.
You know?
Go buy a Wii.
Go buy...
No.
You know what? 360 is cheaper right now.
Actually, yeah, it is, too.
That's true. That's true. You can get an arcade.
Well, Chris said, like, basically kind of nailed my whole thing. Originally, I would have said, no, it doesn't need all these features. But the second you get used to a feature on one console, you expect it on the next one. And because it's like you experience it, you want it. If you don't experience it, you really don't care for it at all.
Right.
That's what I've noticed anyway. Now I expect all the extra bells and whistles. And that's why there's a big argument right now with Xbox Live and PSN. It's because PSN is fine if you've never experienced Xbox Live.
Right, exactly.
So do you
and
need
Xbox
all
Live
those features?
Is significantly better. So mm-hmm. But the people that have only experienced PSN don't know
it's no
that.
Big deal to them.
They don't understand they don't understand that you can have.
Why would I pay $50 for what I get for free right now?
Yeah, well.
Well, because you're not getting the same thing.
Right. And it goes back to the whole you get what you pay for thing, right? So.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, I
custom soundtracks. I mean, no one on like PSN that like no one was like, hey, that's not really a big deal. That's a something. I guess I think only some games had custom soundtracks for the original Xbox. I can't really remember. I don't think it was all of them. But then it was standard on 360, and no, it's not needed. Like, I don't need custom soundtracks. But
it's nice to have.
Yeah, the fact now that I can be like, you know what, I'm going to play a no-brainer game and throw in my, connect my iPod to my 360 and listen to some podcasts while I'm playing it.
Right.
I got used to doing that with some games, just want to relax and stuff, and now I expect that, and I'm like, that's a cool feature.
Yeah.
Actually, the Microsoft Zune works a hell of a lot better to connect to your 360. Just saying.
I don't have a Zune, so.
Well, they've actually, the way they do the custom soundtracks on the 360 is just, it's beautiful. I mean, you can be anywhere on mm-hmm. the system and turn on music and then just...
And go do whatever you want to.
And go wherever you want. You can have music mm-hmm. playing in the background when you look at pictures, and then you move over to the games, and
surf
then
the
you move back. To, yeah, mm-hmm. you can do anything, and the music is just playing, which is beautiful. But Microsoft patented that whole thing, so that's one of the reasons why Sony hasn't been able to really implement it all that well.
They patented it for hardware, right? Not for software. Like basically, like it can't be implemented in actual like the hardware of the PS3 itself, but developers can program into their software, though, right?
Yes,
like
exactly. And then it's up to the developers. Yeah.
Right.
So
exactly,
really,
yeah.
that's Sony made it available and said, "All right, now it's up to you developers to put it in a game by game basis." And you know, when it comes down to money, a lot of developers are like, "Ah, fuck it," you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. So, well, and that's the thing. I mean, if most developers are saying, well, fuck it. That just means that the infrastructure to make it easy to put them in isn't there yet.
Yeah.
You know, if it was something easy to throw in there, why wouldn't you do it? You know?
Yeah.
And so I guess it really it's they probably weigh their options, and it may end up being a little bit more difficult than they want it to be, and that's why they don't put it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it should be something. You know, it should be like, you know, trophy support. It should be just like, here, do this, and it should happen. You know, I mean, everything should be there, ready for them from Sony's end.
It's like a flick of a switch, basically.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way I'm sure a lot of developers would want it. And if that was the case, they would use it. But I have a feeling it's not even close to that.
Yeah, well, that's Sony has had a big problem with that. Where I mean, for years, for each of their consoles, for the PS2, and really even with the PS3, and Jack Trenton talked about this in an interview last year's E3. Where he said, you know, the hardware guys and the software guys were completely on a different page.
Yeah, absolutely.
And they built the console completely separate, and they said, okay, here's what we got. Now do something with it. And the software guys were like, wait, what?
Pretty much.
And they've had a big problem with that. And if they could work a little more, you know, if they could integrate themselves a little bit better, they wouldn't run into these problems, because they just don't have the easy implementation for a lot of this stuff for the developers. And that's been a big problem with the PS3. Why, you know, they had trouble getting trophy support. Now they've made it mandatory from this date on, but leading up to that, you know, some games had it, some games didn't.
Right.
It's not a simple thing, and that's been their big problem, is they don't have anything standardized where Microsoft, you know, they used the original Xbox as sort of a testing ground, and they said, okay, now we're going to do this. And then in the 360, they said, all right, here's everything that's mandatory. Go.
Yeah.
So they.
And I think that's really what it boils down to, is that the original Xbox was kind of ahead of its time in like that first step into Live. And that was their stepping stone. So when they got all their footing there, and then when they got to the 360, they already had all that experience. They knew exactly what they needed to do, and they did it.
Yeah.
And they knocked it out of the park. I mean, Live is great. It's definitely worth the $50 a year, you know. And now Sony's playing catch up in the first time that they're ever implementing something like this. Mm-hmm. You know, on paper, you know, when they first started releasing information about PSN, on paper, PSN looked almost as good as Xbox Live. Execution, not even close.
Not so much.
Yeah.
But the thing is that exactly what you just said, Josh, is about like the hardware guys and the software guys not talking. Now I think they know better, and I have a feeling that PS4 is going to have a lot of the issues that we have with PS3 are going to be switched. I have a feeling development's going to be easier. I have a feeling that the online system is going to be fully integrated. the way we expect it to be. You know, I think they're going to learn a lot from this, and because they're stumbling so much, they're going to learn even more. If they're going to learn as much as, if not more, than Microsoft did when they did their system.
See, I don't know about the development side of it, though, because the funny thing is, if you look back, and when the PS2 came out, the internet wasn't as prevalent with blogs and up to date information and constant 24/7
connections.
But the PS2 had the exact same problems as the PS3, that it was difficult to develop for, that it didn't have a lot of software when it came out.
And you know why that didn't change? Arrogance. Sony was arrogant. They thought that people were going to buy the PS3 just because it had their name PlayStation on it.
That's true.
That's my theory, anyway.
Well, and I did. As bad as it is, I did. Because I love the PlayStation. I love those games. That was for those consoles. When I was pissed at Sega and I dropped Sega way back when, mm-hmm. I went PlayStation, and it was PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, and that was it. I was into the PlayStation. So I was looking for it at launch. I bought it a week after launch. That was the first time I found one in the stores. And, I eventually picked up the 360 and the Wii, and I'm glad I did, because they've all got their, they've all got different stuff to offer.
Right.
But they've got that built-in audience. The PS2 sold an outrageous number of consoles, and they're still selling an outrageous number of consoles.
130 something million right now.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. It's a ridiculous amount. It really is.
Yeah.
But the scariest part is that the DS is catching up to that number.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well,
that's true.
Before we get to the next email, I was going to say, when Xbox Live first debuted, in 2003 or whatever, all it really was online for the Xbox that had mandatory voice chat for everything and that kind of thing. Some games had done DLC. And really, feature-wise, this is the first generation that just unloaded all the features, because Microsoft took the next step where, like Chris said, they made achievements mandatory. They made matchmaking somewhat mandatory with their... I can't remember if they had some weird name for it that you never hear anymore when they first launched 360. It's custom soundtracks, but not only that, they had it so once you logged on to your system, you connected to this thing where you could check out videos, download demos, stuff like that. So it's the first time ever where you turn on your game system and you don't even have a game in there right away half the time.
Right.
You're just going on there, let's check out some shit, and then, okay, yeah, I think I'm going to play a game.
Right, right.
And everyone's going to...
Go ahead. That right there is the big, big difference between older generations and now, because when I thought of this, and when I was thinking about this earlier tonight, that's what I come back to. I had last generation, I just had my PS2 hooked up, and that was it. And the PS2, you could play a game, or you could sort of browse your memory cards, and that was about it. CDs and DVDs. But the funny thing is, I had a real DVD player hooked up to my TV, and I would use that for DVDs, because using the PlayStation controller to navigate the menus of a DVD was a pain in the ass, so it just wasn't worth it. And so much has changed that I turn on my PS3 or I turn on my 360, and you just sit there and you're like, okay, what am I going to do? Oh, I could listen to some music. I could, there's videos, there's pictures, there's the internet.
Now what do you watch your DVDs on?
Actually, it's all on the PS3 now.
Exactly.
Yeah. With the Blu-ray and the PS3, and I'm getting everything on Blu-ray now,
they have an awesome upscaler in there for your DVDs too.
Yeah, absolutely.
One of the best on the market. So, I mean, that's another one of those things that makes the price of the PS3 worth it if you're going to use it for that function.
Mm-hmm.
I bought my PS3 for $600. That's when it had full backwards compatibility and all that other stuff.
And three games.
Exactly.
I had to dedicate my life to the woman I love to get mine. Jeez.
Yeah. That's so true.
It is true. It's funny.
Well, both companies are really trying to make each console like the one-stop shop. you know, under your TV. Yeah. They want it to be the one sole entertainment device, and they're doing a great job of it. You know, as you just mentioned, you know, they've got a great upscaler for the DVD on the PS3, you know, plays Blu-ray movies, stream shit off your computer. I mean, for the most part, you know, I got rid of my Media Center PC that I had under the TV.
Why do you need it now?
Yeah, exactly. Everything, you know, works on either the 360 or the PS3, which is great. And it's shit that I never thought I'd be able to use, ever. I'm just like, fuck it. I just want to play games. I don't care about all this other stuff. But you know what? When it's all tied in and it's real convenient, it's like, hey, this isn't too bad.
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to ask?
I have a question for you guys, and because I haven't actually done this, have you guys ever used the media extender function for the 360?
No. Are you looking at who you're talking to here? I wouldn't even know how to do that.
I have inadvertently. I've got a Vista laptop here that I've got some stuff on. So and it's, you know, it's seamless, man.
I mean, my question was like with the custom soundtracks, can you actually play? Can you actually get music off the PC that has the?
Yeah, really? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. And it's pretty damn cool too. Like I can go from, you know, listening to music, and then it's like I want to watch a video, right? So I watch something real quick, and then, you know, as soon as it's done playing, it immediately goes back into where I was with the music.
Mm-hmm. But during gameplay, can you play music off your PC?
I'm not sure that I've tried that.
You can do that. You can actually see. I don't have Vista. I have XP, but I'm using what the hell is it?
Media Center 11?
One of those. No, it's the one that works on the PS3 as well. Because it works on both of them. Wow, why can't I remember this? TVersity.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
So I set up TVersity, and it worked on the PS3, works on the 360. Now, that's the thing. Like, on the PS3, for custom soundtracks and things like that, you can only use what's on the hard drive. For the 360, if you have TVersity or one of those things running, you can use any of your music from anywhere. If it's on your PC, if it's across TVersity, it'll play that, and it'll play that through just like it's on your 360.
Well, there we go.
That's pretty cool.
It's awesome. Yeah,
that is really cool. I like that.
I wish that they could implement that. You know, if they could put that into the SDK for the PS3 and make that available, because it doesn't seem to be part of. You know, it doesn't seem to be available. Because all the games that use custom soundtracks on the PS3, the music must be on the hard drive.
Okay.
So.
Which is kind of okay.
It won't even
because,
read it off like a memory stick or something?
You know, no, I don't think it will. I'm not sure if it will. I can't say that for sure. But I know
it will not
use. Because
I'll be honest with you, I've never used the custom soundtracks on either system.
I mean, would you actually put music on like a stick just to play on your PS3?
It really depends. I mean, it might be one of those things where I use it on my PS3 and then I take it and use it on my PSP and then I use it on my PC or something like that. So
okay.
I don't know. It's a hypothetical situation. So chances are no, but...
Do you buy those Hannah Montana toothbrushes too?
Yes. They're the powered ones that take batteries.
Yeah.
I do those,
I'm just saying you could play the radio.
He's well
or something,
aware.
You
know,
okay.
Cool.
Let's hop into the other side of the fence here. This
to answer
from,
your question, Necro. Maybe. I don't even know if he had a question. I can't remember.
He had a positive statement. That's all.
Oh, okay.
See, this one's from Nogric. Says, "What up, Indus? Honestly, I don't need my consoles to do anything outside of playing games. I never use my PS2 like a DVD player, and never use any console-specific web browser, with the exception of my Dreamcast."
Yeah, word.
Wow.
I did the same thing.
"At the time, we had no internet-capable computer, and were using a free ISP for dial-up to play PSO."
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. "So I don't think that the extras are all that important. For me, games and gaming comes first when I decide to purchase a console, so something like voice chat and downloadables are fine, but I don't care if it slices and dices to make julienne fries. It just needs to be able to play my games. shoot, I don't even need backwards compatibility because the only times I've used it were to play Final Fantasy VII with the faster disk speed, which made the game glitchy as all hell, and to port my created wrestlers from Fire Pro 2 on GBA to Fire Pro Returns on PS2 using my DS, as I had traded in my Game Boy Advance. I generally play what's made for each particular console. With love, Nogric. Thanks, man.
Cool.
I miss him. Yeah, I haven't seen him
in
so long.
I know that Nogs has a he has a 360. Does he have a PS3?
If he does, I don't have him on my list.
Yeah, I don't either. But I'm pretty sure he does have a 360, though, right?
I'm pretty sure.
Because I've seen this. I think I've seen his gamer tag. But yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. I would when it came to like the PS2. I used my PS2 as a DVD player at first because I didn't have a DVD player. But then I went out and got a new DVD player that's what I used after that.
Mm-hmm.
With the PS3, any DVD player that I've had in the house isn't as good as that DVD player. Yeah. So I just started using that.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
I know when the PS2 was out and I didn't have one, I used it as a selling point to try and convince my then wife at the time. It's like, but it's got a DVD player.
And it was
player.
A shitty DVD player, too.
Yeah, it was not that good at all.
Yeah, it wasn't
It got
good.
The job done, but, sure. It's and then, again, you got the controller thing, too, which was always a pain in the ass.
Mm-hmm. It seems like a
at
lot of
At least they didn't
stuff
charge
is,
50 like, bucks for it.
This is true. I thought that was kind of crap with the original Xbox.
Yeah, that was bullshit.
Yeah. Hey, here's like $40. You have to get this remote that does nothing. At least they wised up and didn't do that with the 360.
Yeah, no kidding.
But they took out the hard drive.
Oh, yeah,
as one of the options. I thought that was such a step
that was
back.
So dumb.
You think?
Yeah, hard drives definitely should be a standard now. That's one feature that should have I don't know why Microsoft did that. They were the first ones to put a built-in hard drive in there. People loved it. Use it for whatever, whether you were hacking it, which you shouldn't do, or putting music on there or whatever.
Or game saves.
Yeah, or game saves. Yeah, game saves too. It's already in there. You don't have to buy a memory card. And then they praise that. They're like, oh, we have a hard drive. This is what you need. Blah. And then they take it out for the 360. They give you an option not to have one.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. Maybe they were kind of a little too much
of an idea. That was just for price point, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it, like,
it was. It was for price point, and it was also so that they could sell you a memory card.
True.
And Microsoft even said that. They said that going into this generation that, you know what, we'll make a lot of money off the peripherals. And they've been doing that. You can't really – third-party peripherals, the Guitar Hero costs – $10 more on the 360 than it did on any other system originally because they're paying extra money for putting their
like
controller on there.
And they charge $200 for a 100 gig, 120 gig hard drive.
Which is outrageous.
Which still hasn't dropped, mind you. I've been wanting to pick one up. I'm like, no, I'm not fucking paying $180.
No,
It's still like $180.
Yeah.
Which, see, and that's something that's always made me a little mental. At least when this generation started and all I had was a PS3 and everybody was complaining, oh, Sony's trying to ram this proprietary Blu-ray down your throat. Well, you know what? You can put any hard drive in there.
Yeah.
Look at everything that's proprietary on the Xbox versus
everything.
How open the PS3 is.
Yeah,
it was
that's
amazing.
True. That's true.
You know? But that's a whole other discussion.
It's definitely good.
I mean, 360 rules.
I know you don't want to talk about
360nation.com.
Yes.
I know you don't want to talk bad about the 360. I know you're, contractually obligated.
Obligated, yeah.
Right.
No, that's the thing. I will, if one of these consoles is doing something wrong, I'll call them out on it. I don't care what it is. PS3, 360, Wii, whatever.
Well, I mean, that's definitely somewhere where I think 360 is doing it wrong, is with the peripherals. I think they're really dropping the ball on that. And
absolutely.
Sony's been knocking the shit out.
And we've talked about that before. Their accessories are just ridiculously priced.
Yeah.
I mean, and the one that I've always called them out for is
features,
features.
Sorry, trying to keep some track here. Peripherals on a different show.
Oh, well, you're right.
That's a good point.
No, this
so you're going to have me on next week?
All right. Okay. We'll just move on. Next email is from, someone new, Fluffy Nuts. G'day, Fluffy guys. Nuts. This is
Fluffy Nuts.
This is the first time I've written you guys, not because I've had nothing to say, but because I never get around to writing to you until it's too late. Until
you have
now.
To read this in an Australian accent.
I don't have one. That didn't go very well the last time I tried. I sounded British, I guess.
Hold on, let's see if Repeat's online.
These days, a console needs much more than gaming. The current generation is a perfect example. Without the DVD player, we wouldn't have the games the way they are now. Without the Blu-ray technology, then there wouldn't be Metal Gear Solid 4. That game wouldn't fit on a DVD. Without internet access, this is a very good point, we wouldn't have online stores, DLC, game patches, downloadable games, or multiplayer. Without music storage, we wouldn't have custom soundtracks. Even though all of these features are there for gaming, having everything there is an added advantage, and I wouldn't want to go back to not having it. The best thing is having everything in one place. It saves having an extra few machines that you have to buy. There's so much I use the extra features for, from video chat with friends and family, and Blu-ray on the PS3, GPS and Skype on the PSP, DVD on the Xbox, and now photos on the DSi. So everything I have, besides the Wii, is used for things other than gaming.
Nice.
Besides, the PS3 needs extra features to justify the $1,000 price tag. I assume he means Koala Box. Thanks for your time, Fluffy Nuts. Yeah.
And I actually asked him. I asked him about this. It's not $1,000 anymore, but it was when he bought it.
When it first came out.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. And that's that's crazy.
Crikey.
Shit right
there. Was that good?
Yeah. Crikey.
He hit upon a lot of stuff that I mean I found very important in the PS3 is like the video chat was a big thing for me because I've got family, you know, like my brother lives down in Florida. I've got cousins who live, you know, all over the place and selling them on that or them getting that and I tell them, get the camera. And Christmas morning, my mom is down in Florida with my brother, and I turn on my PS3, and we're all doing video chat.
Awesome.
And it's like we're all
that
together, you know?
Cool. That is so really, really cool.
Yeah, it was such a great thing. And, you know, the microphone is built into the camera. You can just kick back, and it's like everybody's in the same room together. And I can bring my cousins on. You can do six people. I mean, I've done six people in the video chat. I don't know how much more you can do, but you can have all those connections, and everybody can just be in there talking and hanging out, and it's amazing. You know, that's one of those really really cool things that you can add in there.
And and there's another one that I'm hoping PSN gets soon. They just recently got the text chat room things or whatever, but. People always say, "Well, how often do you use the cross game chat?" I use that thing all the time on 360. Like almost every time I turn my 360. Yeah, if I'm playing like a single player game, I'll join a party because you can join the parties and people will be playing their own games. We'll just be sitting there shooting the shit while we're all playing our own games.
Yeah.
And then I use it all the time. Sometimes I'm even playing the same game as somebody else. We're just both playing single player, but we're just like shooting the shit or whatever. And then someone else will join. They'll be playing something totally different. Mm-hmm. And it's more of like a social thing. It's not like you need it in there, but it's actually to me it gives it more a sense of a community where you're in there and your friends are online. You're like, hey, it's like a virtual couch basically.
Yeah,
and we never had that before. I mean, it was on the original Xbox, but you couldn't do it while you're playing a game. You had to like literally be in a chat room with like four people or whatever. How many?
Right.
It was.
I've actually done that too. I don't do it often, but like there was a like when I was really 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 into Fallout. There was like one specific day that I sat down and I started playing Fallout and I got a chat invite from John Chibi Knight and him and I were both playing Fallout and we were both like experiencing different parts of the game at the same time. And you know, it was a really cool experience. It really did feel like that we were both playing the game and sitting down on a couch and just like chilling out. So yeah, absolutely. It's a very cool feature and I do hope that PSN gets it.
Yeah. And you don't need it. That's an extra feature but now that I've experienced it, I want that and everything just cause it's there. Like, I'm sitting there by myself playing whatever I want, single player, but I can still sit in there be talking to my friends and whatever and just, you know, having a good time.
Cool.
Yeah, see, that's the only way we could pull off 360 Thursday is because we, you know, we don't have a dedicated game. It's not like Warhawk Wednesday or anything like that.
Yeah.
You know, where we have a dedicated game.
Well, we're totally dedicated to that, Josh.
So yeah. But, you know, we go in there and everybody kind of meets up and we all get into a party and we all hang out and we all talk about, all right, what game do we all have this game? What game do you want to play? And sometimes we'll split up, you know, like a couple weeks ago was a bunch of people went in, played Halo and a bunch of people went in and played Call of Duty 5 or,
and you guys
or
were in the same
whatever
party, right?
It was World at War.
World at War, yeah.
Well, yeah, we were in the same party, and it was funny because we're listening to them all yelling about what's going on in Halo and World at War, like, what the fuck is going on here?
I am going to disagree with one thing. I kind of opened up a can of worms here, but
not that Jeff likes to be contrary like at all.
This isn't me. No, this is actually something I totally believe. This isn't me just being like controversial to be controversial. I honestly believe this, and I will. It's like since day one, and it has since day one. Is I do think that Sony tried to push the Blu-ray down people's throats too early.
No one's going to disagree with that.
And because he said that there wouldn't be games like Metal Gear Solid 4. No, there would be games like Metal Gear Solid 4 exactly the same. The only difference would be it would, instead of being on one Blu-ray, it would be on two DVDs or three DVDs. Right. Like past
and it would
games
have
were.
Compressed sound. And it would
exactly.
Have,
well, yeah, compressed well, sound that like 3% of people would notice the difference if they have a 7.1 surround sound in their house.
Right.
How many people have that, right? So like half the, let's be honest here. Like most people are not even going to be able to tell the difference between the two. And
I agree.
And so as long as the game is linear, there's no reason that it cannot be on multiple discs. I mean, Final Fantasy 7, 8, 9, all
Metal Gear
discs,
Solid was on
Metal
two
Gear,
discs.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 1 was on two discs.
Yeah, it was on two CDs.
Yeah, and I think part of it might have to do with the fact that 360 did get off on a really good start. The fact that we're seeing multi-platform games identical on both consoles. You're not seeing that many games that have multiple discs on 360 unless it is an RPG. Like all the open world games, Grand Theft Auto 4 and everything, one disc. People argue, well, that's because they had to, you know, code for both consoles. That, you know, might be true. The fact of the matter is, we're not seeing the same transition that we saw from CD to DVD because that was a huge leap. But this one is just, I think they jumped the gun and they really did not need to jump to that kind of media right now. And it might end up being a waste depending on how much digital distribution takes off. Because if it really does, are you really going to need 50 gigs of something to put on a media thing? And it's way too much money. If you to fill up a disc, it costs money. It's not like they say, oh, you have 50, you know, you have this extra 40 gigs to fill up. Okay, it's not like it's magic. Like, okay, all of a sudden we have those great ideas. We're just going to magically put them on there. No, it takes resources. It takes money to fill up that space. You have to put something there. It's not magic. Yeah. So it's not like the developers all of a sudden are going to jump for that. And games are too expensive to develop for right now, as they are. So I don't know. The HD assets and everything, I know it takes up more space and stuff like that, but this generation hasn't proven that we need Blu-ray as a storage space for video games yet, in my opinion.
I'll tell you, I got a slightly different take on that. Yeah. The main reason that all that happened and the main reason that Sony is in the trouble they are right now is because Microsoft jumped the gun on this generation
right out the
gate. Mm-hmm. The problem is that Sony was ready to go. Like if Microsoft hadn't done what they had done, Sony would have announced the PS3 probably at E3 2006 or 2007, and then would have brought it out like 2008. You know, they were rushing at that point, and Blu-ray still was, it was an unfinished product. You know. Even when the PS3 came out, they were still finalizing the spec on the whole thing, and we've had all kinds of updates to the PS3 just because of that, and that's been part of the problem. You know,
I said it might be to do with the fact that Microsoft brought out the 360 and got the jump on them.
Yeah, and that was part of the biggest problem there. And you know, I'm glad that Sony incorporated it into the PS3, and I was actually worried when they did a little bit because of the whole DivX DVD thing that went on, and then we had this HD DVD Blu-ray thing going on. if Microsoft had actually had the balls to put HD DVD into the console right from the start, well,
it might be different.
It would have cost a lot more right out the gate, but you know, that's why they didn't do it. It probably would have been a whole different set of circumstances there as to what went on, but yeah, I think that's really that's the main reason that Sony did it, and they needed to do it because they were part of the, and everybody says, oh, it's Sony's proprietary format. No, they're one of many, many companies that are part of it. So, you know, they had a vested interest in it, and they want to see it succeed. And it was the same thing with DVD. I mean, Sony was the one that pushed DVD. Mm-hmm. the PlayStation 2 was the cheapest DVD player in Japan and sold like mad and made DVD like the default format over in Japan. And really, in the U.S., it was a very cheap DVD player at the time.
Yeah.
So it helped push it into homes. And that's what they're trying to do with the Blu-ray. So
that's another thing, is why I think Sony jumped the gun. I think we both agree that, if it wasn't for Microsoft jumping the gun, Sony never would have in the first place. But people weren't ready for that transition from DVD to Blu-ray this couple years ago as they were back when it went from VHS to DVD. Because that jump was ridiculous. You showed someone a VHS and then pulled it out, put in a Blu-ray. They're like, not a Blu-ray, a DVD. They're like, holy freaking crap, that is so clear. Whereas some people now still can't tell the difference between a DVD and a Blu-ray. So they're not ready. They don't I don't need a Blu-ray right now. I have a DVD player and I can't really tell the difference. And that kind of, that's a feature that I'm happy that now I am happy because I love my Blu-rays. I'm like, I can notice the difference. I'm a friggin' visual whore. So I'm like, oh yeah, totally. And Tanya's still like, I really don't know the difference. So I'm happy. But
my fiance is the same way. I've got the high def channels here with Fios and everything, and she's like, I don't know, I don't see the difference. I'm like, what do you mean you don't see the difference? Look at this.
Exactly. Are you crazy? You can see the sweat dripping off their heads. That's nuts. See the crap over. Oh, never mind.
The one thing that helps me actually, when baseball will be on and it'll be on a non high def channel and a high def channel, and I can swap back and forth real quick between the two. She's like, or even hockey, I'll put that on. She'll go, oh, you know what? Oh yeah. Okay. I guess I can
see it.
Sports
is one of the best really things to show them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely. For sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, okay. So consoles.
Yeah. Indeed.
That was a feature.
let's move on to another email here. This one's from another new one. Mr. Goose, he says, hey Mr. guys Goose. At Indus, does your console need features other than gaming? No. The main reason we have consoles in the first place is that we don't need to go through the hassles of having a PC. Not saying it's a hassle, not everyone has $1,000 to waste on a PC. When I go to play Killzone 2, I don't want to have to worry about my graphics card breaking or crashing. There's also no worry of a Trojan virus hooking on and stealing your identity. Well, unless you have your credit card on your system. Actually, does having a DVD or Blu-ray player on your system count? Because if it does, then my answer is a yes, because I love playing DVDs on my PS3 and have them upgrade to HD. Well, other than that, no. Thanks for reading. P.S. This is my first time for writing an email to any podcast, and if you want to play Killzone 2, hit me up. I'm looking for some good people to play online against.
Wait. You say good people, so.
Oh, wait, I forgot you're all playing Street Fighter 4. Well, it was worth a try.
Nice.
Mr. Thanks, bud.
Thanks, Goose.
Mm-hmm. Nice. He took a jab at us at the end. That's good.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you're our friend.
Yes, right. Now you're our friend. Playing DVDs and Blu-rays on the system definitely counts.
Totally counts.
Absolutely.
I think it counts only because of second generation, though. Would we have been saying that last generation?
Yes, I would have.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I told you, my first DVD player was my PS2.
No, but for gaming specifically, though, if somebody came up to you when you bought your PS2, would they say, would you need a DVD player for gaming? Would you expect that in a console?
Oh. At the beginning of the last generation, I would have probably said no.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. So now the transition is, he's saying we don't want this stuff to get more like PC, which I totally agree with. I don't like all this update crap, and you have to install stuff, and stuff can be broken. You got to patch it. But then again, this is the first generation we're seeing this. So we're saying, no, we don't need it. We don't want it. But come next generation, we're going to be so used to this bullshit that we're going to be like, hey, we have to have this or else games are not going to be fixed and stuff. So it's like... he's two generations, it's not saying he's two generations behind, but he's looking at it from two generations behind. So he's saying, yeah, well, this stuff, I expect DVD and stuff like that. Yes, I do, but that's...
I think he's just going with, anything above and beyond the typical play games, right?
Yeah.
So in that respect, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. What about the comparisons to a PC?
Yeah, I agree with them. I really hate patches. I hate them and love them at the same time. Uh-huh. I love them because they can fix stuff that can specifically be broken. Here we go again, Street Fighter 4. There's a couple of combos up in the air, and some characters are a little bit, not unbalanced, but kind of had some advantages. They fixed that with the last update. That's something that could never be done before. Well, they fixed Fei Long. They added some a couple more frames of invincibility to Fei Long's chicken wing, and they also made it so there's a little bit more recovery time, so you can't do his infinite.
This
anymore.
Is rumor. This is rumor. Nothing's been confirmed.
Oh well, whatever. Rumor or not rumor. Yeah. Either way, they can fix that. Whereas back in the day, they couldn't. So I like it for that reason, but I hate it for the fact is you can get a game that has glitches and bugs everywhere on launch day, and you're like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. And then you have to wait for them to patch it.
We've talked about this on our show, and the one thing that bothers me about it is with the consoles now, with the 360 started this with, you know, one that doesn't have a hard drive, one that does have a hard drive, and one that has a bigger hard drive. Mm-hmm. And then the PS3 came out with two different SKUs, and now they've gone to like 8 or something ridiculous like that.
Something like that.
Been crazy.
So now every time they come out with this cool firmware update that gives you all these new features, which should be a simple thing, it's not a simple thing anymore because the hardware is not the same.
Yeah.
Where with, you know, the PS2 and the original Xbox, for the most part, the hardware was the same. You know, there were minor revisions here and there, and they did go through revisions across the lifespan of both consoles, but not to the point where you need to code for one that does have a hard drive, one that doesn't have a hard drive, and all these issues that you run into.
You want a Jasper chip, you have to have this kind of serial number if you want this kind of chip. Yeah,
and we see every time there's a firmware update, you see a wave of blog posts and forum posts about my console was bricked because of this firmware update. And it's a real problem. Mm-hmm. You know?
Luckily, I don't think any of us have experienced that, though, have we?
No, we haven't. I don't think so.
Yeah, I have not yet.
And the whole yellow light of death now, apparently that thing for PS3, it's only on the original 60 gigs in North America. Or no, in Europe, is it? There's some one version of it apparently has the ones that are dying a lot faster than the other ones. And you didn't have to worry about that shit back in the day. They weren't revising hardware this much and adding new stuff every month. It's like PSN update have firmware updates every 2 months or so, probably at least.
Roughly,
And then they'll have Microsoft who does like twice a year, but they're big updates, and then you hear the same thing, like stuff bricking and stuff breaking, games not working, corrupting game saves, corrupting whatever, and fuck this shit. I'm not using online anymore.
I'm disconnecting my internet right now. Jeff?
I'm no longer going to steal my neighbor's internet.
It's like a few bucks for an Ethernet cord to hook up into your router, man.
It's like $50, dude. I need like a 50-foot long one. It's not the money. I'm just too lazy to go to the store and get it. Now that I don't walk past it every day, I'm going the opposite direction.
You're getting a text message every day for me next week.
Seriously, text message me at 8 o'clock tomorrow and I will grab one on the way home.
All right. Jason and I both will.
Let's go on to the last email here. We're kind of running behind schedule. Anyway, this one's from our buddy, Mr. First. Jack Bauer.
Mr. First. Nice.
Not lately.
I know.
Absolutely, they do. With consoles costing what they do, they need every extra feature possible. Although saying that, it's these extra features that ramp up the cost. Exactly. As well as playing games, I use my PS3 as an HD media player for my beloved 24 and a DVD upscaler. It also makes a great music player for the parties I never have. You may diss the PS3's text chat, but I found great use for it to chat with people without mics. True that. As for the 360, well, it's too loud to watch movies on. Your beloved Jack Bauer.
I will agree with that.
Yeah, I'd agree with that, too. I had to have, seriously, my first 360 I had, like before I traded in, I had to put my volume pretty high. I was like, all right, it's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Actually, that reminded me of something that the 360 with Netflix, that edition was huge.
God,
yes.
Yeah, I just watched Roger Rabbit on Netflix last night, just for the hell of it, because I could.
Yeah.
Did you have to pay for it?
That,
oh, you
got
to pay for monthly shit, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's such a big addition, and I wish the PS3 would add that too, because it would just be nice to have on both consoles. Nice. I mean, it's on Play On if you download that and pay for that, but you know, I'd rather have it official and right there in the cross media bar, and that'd be sweet.
TiVo boxes have it now and stuff too. So
And that's actually what I use my Netflix on is my TiVo box. And
I think we're about 2 years away from getting a music download stuff on PSN and Xbox Live.
Really, you think so?
I think this generation,
Well, Sony should leverage the... I mean, Sony has a huge music catalog, but that's one of those areas where, you know, the game division and the music division are completely at odds.
Right.
And it was the same thing with... And that's why the iPod is huge. Sony invented the Walkman. They invented portable music, and they lost out on this because the music side of Sony didn't want to work with the hardware side of Sony because of piracy. And Apple stepped in, and boom, look what happened.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Well, should we do a little recap here, guys?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Josh, why don't you start?
Well... you know, I like all the features. I really do. It's funny because on the old PS2, there was GameShark Media Player.
Oh, yeah.
Which I had, and which would do video, music, and photos, but it was such a pain in the ass to run, and it really didn't handle a lot of the video well. But that was the first step, at least for me. And, you know, I was really excited when the PS3 came along and it had all those features, keeps adding more features all the time.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great thing. I'm one of the people that actually uses the web browser on the PS3 as well, you know? And I don't use it very often, but I do use it. And I would love to see a web browser on the 360, and I would love to see Netflix on the PS3, you know?
All the way to there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the PSP is
Netflix
even doing
period.
All that.
Oh, you poor Canadians.
I know.
The PSP does the same thing. I mean, the PSP has all kinds of crazy features that I don't use because you need a wireless connection to get, like, the internet radio and Skype and things like that, but they're there, mm-hmm. you know, and it's yeah. cool when you do have that available, that it's just more features for free. So
when it's
I love
for free,
it.
Yeah, it's definitely nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Who's next?
I'll go, I guess. Right. I am definitely loving, you know, all the additional functionality, you know, the uber geek in me and, you know, the graphics whore in me has really kind of fallen in love with the whole Blu-ray thing. Whereas at first I'm like, I don't really need it. It's not necessary, but I mean, once I had it, man, yeah. I mean, we're buying Dirty Dancing on DVD, you know, Lisa's like, I gotta get this movie. I'm like, well, you gotta get it on Blu-ray. And she's like, yep. Why? You're getting it on Blu-ray. Like, that's all there is to it.
Her dress is so much more red. You see every little mm-hmm. thing. That stuff.
But I'm definitely in love with the idea of, you know, having, you know, just a couple different things under the TV now. I love the extra, you know, media streaming stuff, and it's not perfect yet, you know, but it's getting there. You know, while I love everything, you know, that the PS3 is offering me, I'm really glad that there's a much cheaper alternative in the 360 that, yeah. you know, doesn't have as many bells and whistles, but, you know, does the gaming just as well. I think everyone kind of has a choice out there. You know, if you want the coolest, latest stuff, like in the PS3, or if you really like Linux or something like that, want it on your game system, you have that option. But, you know, if you just want a gaming system, go with, you know, like a 360, yo, yep. For sure. All of this new stuff, you know, the physical media storage and you know, all the additional features can only mean good things in the future, I think.
That's right.
You know, because we've gotten online gaming from this, and from that has stemmed, you know, DLC and multiplayer gaming and all this, you know, additional cool stuff that has really changed the face of gaming. So in that mm-hmm. respect, you know, we're making these huge leaps and bounds forward, which is great. I'm all for.
Yep.
That's cool.
What Jason said. Basically, no, for real. Like, the only thing I'm going to add is every little new feature we get that's coming down the line, I'll be like, no, we don't need that.
Yeah.
Give me 6 months after that and be like, yes, this is awesome. The next console comes out, I expect to have this. Right. And I've gotten used to it. The PSN, when I first got my PS3, honestly, I hated it. I just went on and played my games. It's now to the point where I'm checking my friends list first, sometimes going to the store, like on Thursday today, I checked the store, you know, browsed around, checked it was on there. Then mm-hmm. I decided to play a game. And same thing I do on the 360 now, and I expect all that stuff. Even some of the features I don't use, that I might use only like twice in like a month, I like the fact that they're there. And as long as any of these features don't take away from gaming and they still market them as gaming first and they don't doesn't take away from the games, I am totally for it. Go nuts.
Yeah.
Add whatever the fuck you want to.
I 100% agree with Jeff. I'm all about them. I've been all about the extra features since the PS2 had the DVD player. That was the Blu-ray player was actually one of the main reasons that I bought the PS3 when I did. And you know, I definitely agree that the extra features are nothing but a good thing at this point. And, you know, I would like to see, them utilize them more often. Like I would love to see, like Josh mentioned, the browser. I don't use my web browser on my PS3 pretty much at all. However, if they made it so that you could access it in game, you damn well better believe I would use it.
GameFAQs.com.
Yeah, that would be
GameFAQs.com, baby. That's right.
That'd be awesome.
I think that they are making steps in the right direction. I will still always have my game systems primarily for gaming. But the extra features, when it came to price and stuff like that, the extra features made it a little easier for me to deal with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Definitely.
I bought my PS3 when it was expensive too, and I don't regret it at all.
Yeah.
So.
Awesome.
Got your money's worth.
Cool. That's right. Josh, awesome feature, man. Thank you.
Josh?
No Josh? Problem.
Oh, okay. Dozing off there? Or?
Damn mute button.
Nice. All right, cool, guys. Should we move to some new releases?
Let's do this.
All right, cool. Let's go through this real quick. For the Wii, coming out next week, Donkey Kong Jungle Beat. Apparently, this is the Donkey Kong Jungle Beat with Wii controls, and I don't see the point. It's like, wasn't the thing about Jungle Beat using the bongos?
Bongos? But now you only have to use two Wii modes, man. You just pretend you're bongoing.
It's I think we bought two sets of those friggin' bongos and we used them once. They're sitting behind the TV.
Save that for another show.
That's right. Gotcha.
Let's see. Destiny of Zorro is coming out next week.
That's okay. Is there a movie coming out? Zorro or anything? No.
I've never even heard of this game. I've never even heard of the publisher. 505 Games.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, man.
No, she's still hot, dude. I'd let her see my face.
Let's see. Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Oh, fuck me.
Oh, this is cool. Klonoa is coming out next week.
Chlamydia? What?
What?
Klonoa.
You cut
Klonoa,
out.
Isn't that like an old N64 game or something?
No, it's an old PS1 game.
Is it
Klonoa!
Yeah, Klonoa's coming out next week.
Fuck, I love Klonoa. Oh, yes.
Yeah, because Klonoa 2 came out for PS2, and I fucking loved that game. And I never got my hands on the original because it was so hard to find. So I am happy to know that they are bringing it out again.
Yeah.
All right. DS, we are getting Puzzle Kingdoms, which is actually made by Infinite Interactive, which is the same people that did Puzzle Quest. And cool. You can definitely see the similarities if you check it out. It looks pretty cool. Let's see what else. Magician's Quest, Mysterious Times. Sure, whatever. Night at the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Jagged Alliance. And Imagine Music Fest.
So many Imagine.
Nice.
Pick of the week. Okay. For 360, Night at the Museum. For PS3, we are getting Leisure Suit Larry Box Office Bust.
About time.
Yes.
Why is this coming out so late?
Fap.
Nah. and for some reason, they are not getting
so
Night
smart.
At the Museum. Not sure why.
Huh. So consider themselves lucky.
Yeah, I know, really. Nothing coming out for the PS2 or the PSP next week. So that is your new release list.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. I'm checking PC real quick. I just want to see if they've got anything
for Xbox Live or PSN. I mean, Virtual On just came out on Xbox Live today. That game's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure what's coming out next week. I wish we could get that information. I'm going to start digging for that and see if I can get that stuff beforehand.
Because it's sometimes a little more interesting than the Imagine games.
That's definitely for sure. Crisis Maximum Edition comes out next week on PC.
That's probably the two of them put together, probably.
I think so. I'm not sure. And I think that's pretty much it. So, pick of the week.
Klonoa.
Man, I second that
game.
Yep. I've never really played it, but a lot of people liked it.
Warhawk.
Street Fighter.
Cool. Need to make another Tomba. You guys remember that caveman dude?
Tomba? Which one?
Tomba. Anyway,
I remember the name. I never played it though. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, I'm, same here.
It was a platformer, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm picturing a little caveman.
Yeah. Didn't I just say that?
Okay.
Caveman.
Yeah.
Care.
All right.
I think people are cutting out here and there, so.
Oh. That's weird. Our cue to move on.
Well, that's that's your neighbor's internet.
I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly.
Nice. All right, cool. Jason.
Yeah.
Your show again, man.
Why? What do I do now?
Yeah, do emails.
Oh, okay. From people that
from
send
people.
Stuff in? Stretch. No, I got this one's, well, I'm going to read it here. Hey, guys. This is Omega Spider 227. What do you guys think of the newly announced Lego Rock Band? It sounds completely ridiculous to me, but it got me thinking about what other games the Lego franchise could screw around with, like Lego Street Fighter or Lego Fallout, etc. What are your thoughts on these things? Well, that's it for me. I need to go sit in this water spout for a while. I hope it doesn't rain.
Okay.
Because he's a spider.
Right. Oh, he's a spider. I get it.
Gotcha.
You get it?
Spider.
Yes. I just got it now.
So, Lego Rock Band and other Lego games.
Well, we did give Lego Rock Band Who Gives a Shit a couple weeks ago.
last week.
Yeah, was it last week? Shit.
Yeah. And you know what? I thought about this after that show. Hmm. They didn't really announce if Lego Rock Band was going to be a standalone item, did they?
Yeah, it's a disc.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
That's the only reason I said Who Gives a Shit. The kiddies.
It is.
Lego yeah. Nintendogs. There you go. For the kiddies.
Man, you know, but
Street Fighter would be cool.
Yeah, Street Fighter would be awesome, and I really want to see the often rumored but always a joke
Halo.
Lego Halo.
That would be awesome. I think that would
be
really good.
That would be freaking awesome. That really would.
Yeah, when that came out, it was like EGM. I think it was an EGM April Fool's joke or something like that.
Yeah,
and that actually made sense. I was like, it's a trilogy. They can make like three chapters to it or whatever. And the way that they kind of make fun of themselves and make fun of the whatever it is, they're not really a parody. They kind of are. I think it would be hilarious and it would be really good. If they do it third person, like that'd be pretty damn cool.
I think the Lego games thus far have been hilarious. They've got you know, their own little sense of humor and they're extremely charming and they're fun, you know?
Yeah, well yeah.
Lego Street Fighter would be badass.
Bring
that
it.
That would be fun.
I'm there. Day one.
I would be entertained by Lego Street Fighter.
If it was a downloadable, I wouldn't buy that on a disc for $60.
No, I don't
think
so either.
But. Yeah, no, but I think it would be more like Indiana Jones, where it would be like a $40 game,
okay,
you know, to start with. And that makes sense, and that's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. What are some other ones that would be, like, cool? I'm thinking, like, maybe, like, a... Fuck, I don't know. I was going to say Lego Final Fantasy, but that's too... Meh.
Meh.
I'm trying to think of something that would, like...
Lego Killzone?
Lego Killzone. Yeah, Lego first-person shooter. That'd be awkward. That'd be kind of cool, actually. Depending on how.
That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever play that Unreal Tournament 3 mod? With all the, it was like a Lego level. You could blow the entire level apart into smaller Lego parts.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
What about a Lego Grand Theft Auto?
Yes.
That would be cool.
That would be
cool,
actually. Yeah.
That one would actually fit really well with the overhead style of the DS one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. I think that would actually be a lot of fun because the tongue-in-cheek humor of both of them would just be perfect.
Yeah.
Lego,
yeah, that's a good point.
Lego Banjo-Kazooie? Oh, whoa, no, they already did that, sorry.
Kind of the same thing.
Yeah. That's where I was going with that, Jason.
Yeah, I know.
Lego Simpsons, Lego Futurama.
Yeah, anything like that. Like Lego Family Guy. Actually, no, that wouldn't work.
All right, next email. This one's from our buddy Nogrick once again. Hey. If you guys were all recording one of your fine podcasts one evening and all of a sudden your computers pulled a Captain N on your asses and pulled you into a game universe, where would you be and why?
Ooh.
Chris.
Well, mine's easy.
All right, Castlevania.
Fantasy Star.
Castlevania.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Captain N, though? Do you remember how much
back
of a
day.
Of a douche Simon Belmont was?
Yeah, but I wouldn't want to be Simon Belmont. I would want to be more like Alucard.
Okay.
So you want to be in like a non-gay Twilight kind of...
Totally, yeah.
You already sparkle in my eyes.
Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that.
Nice. I'd want to be in the hot tub room in God of War 2.
Nice.
Yeah. That's nice. Where I want to be.
I was going back to NES days. I'd probably show up in like pro wrestling and take on Starman or something like that.
Nice.
Starman. Oh, I forgot about that shit. That's awesome.
A winner would be me.
The winner is you.
Yes. Josh?
I think I'd drop into Toe Jam and Earl because it's all about the presence.
Good. Yeah, that's true, man.
Stuff,
yeah.
Man, that's awesome.
Hell yeah.
Was that game actually good, or I just remember it being good?
Oh, I fucking love that game. When I rebought my Genesis, that was one of the first games I bought with it because really? I love that game.
Still holds up.
It's
huh?
pretty good, man.
Every time you play it, the levels
different.
Are different.
It's random, yeah.
Yeah, and that was what was so cool about it.
And it was funky. Cool.
Good stuff.
And multiplayer.
And they were funny, too.
It was local multiplayer.
That's right, yeah.
And it was perfect for it.
It was cool.
Yep.
Just watch out for those rocket skates, though. They go so damn fast. You fly right off.
Yeah. Hey, I also wanted to mention, we did get a voicemail. And it's a really good voicemail. However, it's over the five-minute time limit. And this person knows this. And granted, this person...
go ahead. No, I was going to say that this person said that it was originally 12 minutes or something like that.
Exactly, I was going to give them credit for bringing their 12-minute voicemail down to 6.5 minutes. Bravo. However, I mean, if it's more than 5 minutes, I'm not going to play it. So you can call me an ass. I don't care.
Is this something we need to comment on, or is it something that we can just put at the end?
Well, yeah, I'll put it at the end because it is a good voicemail. And,
It has to do with the question of the week, right?
Yeah, it's a question of the week one, so... So, guys, tune in later after the show.
You'll hear a voicemail from one of our favorite people.
Yes.
Mom.
And he's one of his favorite people.
Mom. Mom. Nice.
Jason's mom. No.
By the way, just to let you know, Josh, Random just signed on to PSN, so I think he's ditching the 360 Thursdays to sell out and play on that Sony console. I think you need to whip him into shape.
You know, he still has to finish editing our podcast for this week.
Hey, Josh, is this podcast going to be out before yours?
I'm afraid it probably will be.
All right, well, that's all right. I got for emails here.
Oh, really?
Well, there's another one, but it's something that we kind of covered already on a previous show. So, sorry, Jack.
Cool.
You have to go back and listen to all of our episodes.
What's that?
He'll have to go back and listen to all of our episodes to find the answer to his question.
Oh, this one was relatively recent, though, wasn't it?
I can't remember.
Well,
you can't say it now because then we're going to be freaking out.
They
all
blend.
We're going to skip it. Yeah. We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to question of the week real quick then.
Mm-hmm.
So question of the week for next week is gaming peripherals. Funny how that works out, huh? fun with plastic or waste of space?
Word.
It was Jeff's idea. Nice.
Courtesy of Jeff Jordy.
The name was my idea.
there's tons of peripherals coming out for specific peripherals for games.
Oh my god!
Ridiculous amounts of accessories for consoles. Mm-hmm. I mean, is there any end? And do we really need all of this shit?
Yes.
So please send your answer to the question of the week to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 818-528-GAME. That's 818-528-4263. You can leave us a message on Skype, and that address is Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
You can get us on Google Chat, Google Talk as well, and that's interactivedistractions@gmail.com. If you hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. We would appreciate it. And if you're on iTunes, leave us a review. They help get us noticed.
By people.
So we're done?
Yes, we are done.
Oh, cool. Because I got to throw on my God of War necklace and head on out to the bar and pick up some chips.
Yeah, buddy. You and me. We're going out. You got your Timberwolf shirt on?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. You're rocking the tie-dye Timberwolf? Nice.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
Nice.
You're going to be
well
the pack
placed.
Leader?
That was good. All right. So we have anything else real quick before we wrap up?
I just probably let Josh pimp his stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, Josh, pimp your show one more time.
Is he still here?
That's yeah. Well, I got the necklace on. I'm halfway out the door.
Good. All right, nice.
All right, it's
let's make up a good story to go behind it.
It's 360 Nation podcast. We're on VGEvo and Furious Gamer. You can find us on iTunes and all over the place. Zune Marketplace, 360nationpodcast.com, which I'm finally fixing so that it actually works in IE.
Because he uses the superior browser, which is Firefox.
Exactly.
You ever hear of that, Jeff? Firefox?
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, the dumb thing is, I'm a web developer. That's my job. And I developed this whole thing in Firefox and didn't even test it in IE.
That's because the majority of the time, if shit works in Firefox, it works in IE too.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, yeah, so that's us. And check us out. If I'm still on there. I should still be on there. I was on this past week, so.
Do you do anything
on
Wednesday?
We'll see if that show actually makes it out to the web somehow.
Yeah, we do Warhawk Wednesdays, the Interactive Distractions 360 podcast, Warhawk Wednesdays, and we do 360 Thursdays now too. Yeah. When I can make it, Justin's usually there. I'm off and on because of everything that's going on with the house. But
weird. So you don't make it to every one, do you, on Thursday?
Yeah, but so I tend to make it to I tend to make it to most of the Warhawk Wednesdays. So.
Touche.
This is never good. Douche?
What was
it? Douche.
Touche. Douche. Good stuff. All right, cool. Well, then we should probably mention that we are also on Facebook as Interactive Distractions and Twitter as Indis Podcast.
ScrubSport.com.
ScrubSport.com, that's right.
That's right. ScrubSport.
All right, cool. Well, thank you guys very much for listening to episode number 75.
Yeah.
Until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
I'm Josh.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.
Word.
Wait, this Later. Does.
Wait, does? That's a good one.
It does.
Good night.
Have another beer.
Good night, everyone.